camera.
Red light, red camera.
Guys, this is our first episode. That's more authentic.
Anyways,
let's just cheers.
Guys, cheers to our first episode. Yeah. Come
on. We actually didn't eye contact. We did eye contact.
I apologize. Thank you.
I was looking.
What was it again? How many years of bad sex?
I don't want any bad sex, so I'm not trying to count. Is that 15 years or something like that?
15?
I don't know if I'm being dramatic, but I just know it's bad sex. And life is a long time. That's how it's starting.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Mum's Gone Wild.
I know, but let's act cool, guys. That's cool.
Yeah. I'd like the podcasters, you see. Podcasters.
To be fair, today's episode is more about...
It's called Origin Story.
Did we not say that?
What did you say? Origin Story.
No, I heard Orange.
That's what I heard. And I said, I know I don't speak English, but...
So I've got a bit of a snuffle. A snuffle. What's this different one, a snuffle?
I'm Nicole, and I was born West London, moved to East London. I've lived in this house for a long time.
We love this house.
Yeah. You didn't say me.
That's what I was going to add.
You should have said me. We love you.
No, but we came here because we loved you.
That's
first.
Exactly. Are you sure?
Yeah.
You and did.
This house wouldn't be it without you.
Aww. Thanks.
Look, I'm okay.
I'm Tasha. I was born in Zambia, and I came to England when I was 1 year old. I'm not going to lie, I was really young.
So
English is your 0.5 language.
However, I did go back when I was 10
for how long?
A year.
Okay.
For a year?
I was there for a year.
That's quite a long time.
Okay. No, was I 10? So like year six, halfway through year six.
Because you was naughty?
No.
I was going to say, why did you go back?
So really and truly, my sister should have gone back because she was a naughty one. But my mum kind of tricked me in the sense of like, we were all going back. But Nancy didn't come.
What?
And neither did my dad. And it was just my mum.
Oh.
So,
wow.
It was really sad. To be fair, I love them. I don't like
you. I'm a Duena from Ghana.
No, say it better than that. Represent your country. Come on.
I'm from Ghana. Black Star.
Okay.
No, I'm from Ghana, but I was born and bred from in UK. Born and bred in the UK.
I really born and bred in the UK.
Me from Ghana, but you
from
know.
From when? What age?
No. What? Did she say she was born in Ghana?
She said, no. I really tried to help you before we started
I don't think I'm gonna enter the class.
I don't know how long we've been going, but it's twice already.
I told you I was gonna be thick, and now I'm gonna be in the comments. Everyone's gonna say, "Oh, this girl's
so..." I swear to you, after this, we have to explain. She's actually a really intelligent person.
She's a businesswoman of the year. We might have to bring your award.
They're gonna see why you're the one that always gets it, to be honest.
I'm from Pakistan, Gambia, and England. But I was born here. My English is fantastic.
Wait, sorry, is that it?
Yeah.
You told me Jamaica the other day.
No, never said that.
She's getting there.
I said my stepdad is Jamaican, and he had a big influence on my upbringing.
Remix.
So, the kids are, I can't tell you the percentages, but they're Pakistani, Gambian, English, Italian, Dominican, Jamaican, Cuban. But
that's a lot still.
Yeah. So they're just mixed other.
That's a beautiful mix.
Your kids are mixed as well.
Oh no, but not as many as her. You've just got Nigerian and Zambian.
I have two children.
We've all got two. Yeah, what do you have?
I'm not odd one out. I remember it really made me sad the other day when I figured this out, I'm not gonna lie. Because I've got two girls and you guys have one of each. And I felt left out for a moment.
Sorry.
I'm not gonna lie, but it's okay now.
Someone said to me the other day that we were girl heavy and I was like, yeah, we really are. And then I realised it's not really by that much.
Only by one.
Yeah, but it feels like we have a lot of girls. Because DJ's a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why.
Alright. So we all have two.
Yeah.
Boy, girl.
Boy, girl.
Girl, girl. Girl, boy. Girl, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Girl, boy.
Oh, you're matching.
In order. Yeah, we are matching. That's why you give me all the clothes.
So yeah, this is what I'm saying.
Well, Nia's been asking for another sibling. But Jay told her the honest truth that if we have another baby, that means she doesn't get enough attention. She said, oh, no, I don't want no
more.
Yeah.
Really?
Because he didn't say it like that. He said, basically, if we had another child, then our attention has to be shared another whole lot between the three. She said, oh, no, we won't have another baby then.
That's actually a good way.
To make me swear.
I need to break it down to more like that.
So really what she means she wants another cousin. That's what
between
she's saying.
You lot. I'm not doing it. That, in fact, is between you two.
I feel like
I'm not doing it because you go up and down.
The kids, they're not happy with their sibling because their siblings, they're
rebels. Yeah.
So make me another one. Yeah. The next one is gonna be good. The next one, I'm sure about it. The next one's gonna be good.
She actually said to me, she's like, I didn't think my sister was gonna be like this. I'm just like, I'm sorry.
Zaya said to me the other day, can we leave DJ?
Oh.
This was yesterday, in fact. So to be honest, he hit her. Like, he threw something at her and it hit her. And then she cried
and
a little
laughed.
Bit. And then he did. Even though she could talk about it today.
I can picture it.
Because he nearly threw something at someone at nursery, but luckily it dropped out of his hand.
Shame.
It's the laugh that he does after.
And his eyes and his whole face lights up.
He's very cheeky.
He is.
I was threatened by him.
He's calling my son a gangster.
That's what I was going to say. I said, this is what I feel like, you're calling someone else's son a gangster.
Yeah.
Well, what did he do to me?
He threatened
you.
Threatened
your life, Hina? Then he went to threaten the cat and he got shook by the cat.
He said, well,
he's only a baby. It was very awkward, I can't lie to you. It was very, very awkward.
I know the aunties watched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to say why we did the pod, like why we called it Mum's Gone Wild.
Because we're the wildest people ever, as you can tell.
Why did we call it Mum's Gone Wild? Thank you.
We said about how...
Thank you, Zen.
Zen?
Did she not say it first?
Did she?
I don't remember.
On FaceTime. She said after your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, Mum's Gone Wild. And we said, oh.
That's our name. Yeah.
I should remember that.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Shout out, Zen. That's my sister.
I heard Zen.
So it was on the brunch.
We do like a brunch.
It's because we go out a lot. We're like...
I think we go out a lot.
I don't think we go out a lot. Maybe more than some mums.
See, but I have this argument all the time with people because I don't... Because I always have people say to me, oh.
We don't go out a lot.
And
but
I
when we go
that,
out,
hate it.
We know how to have a great time.
I actually say that.
And that's the reason why it's Mum's Gone Wild. We know how to have
And also because what you're saying, like so many people believe that when you have a child that you can't do this anymore. You've got to be the one that is at home, or if you've left your child overnight, you've got to feel guilty, or it's got to be you waking up in the morning with your child. And even for me, like if when we stayed over at yours, in the morning, I was like, oh, what if they like wake up and they think, oh, where's mummy? Why am I thinking that?
They don't care.
I didn't think that, but I was enjoying my life.
I don't know why I still do that. But it's all about that even though you become a mum, you should still be able to go out and have fun, and you have your personality that you had before you became a parent.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we've started to do when we started going to these brunches that include the dancing and the drinks and whatever. We have a really good time and we forget that we're a mum. And we come back on the train,
sensationally happy.
Forgetting
that. All the things that we used to do when we were teenagers.
Yeah. But you know, I think it's so necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the last like couple of years, because I'm a newbie to this group.
You're not,
I am.
No. You're not. I've known Tasha.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tasha's my best friend. Who known each other since sixth form. And then I met Hina when Nia was born.
You came to my house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Nia's born.
When she was born, but when
maybe 4 to 6 months.
I remember
months
the
in.
First time I met you because
we went to the park.
You and Sylvia came and Nia didn't like Sylvia, remember?
Yeah.
Oh. So Sylvia
liked me.
And she liked you.
Thanks for
and I think I was pregnant with Nia, with Luca.
Yeah.
And Nia ran off. Nia and Amara ran off.
Yeah. And I was and I can't catch them. And then she ran and I was like, oh, I like her.
I didn't even mean on the show.
It doesn't take a lot for her to like somebody.
What I liked, and this is what I like about our group, is that we all treat the children like they're our own. And even though that was the first time you had met Nia, you treated her the exact same as you treated Amara on that day. Yeah. So you were like, you was giving Amara things, and then you was giving, you was feeding Nia things. I was like, oh, that's really
nice. You are very good at doing that, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's just your heart doing.
Yeah.
I love children.
You're very good at them.
Yeah.
I feel like you're the fun one.
I am the fun one. They come to me for
this
everything.
Was her bag from early. Oh. I remember there's that video of like Amara and she's like, I feel like she's like, was she like 5 months old or something like that? And you're in the park with her and then like Amara's not even walking, like she's holding her up and then just doing a shakie with Amara. You and I remember just thinking, I was like, this is my kid's auntie's, look at this, look at this. But I was just like, okay, you lot are the ones, you'll do this for my kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still do that?
Kids, I get it from that. My family. That's just how we were, isn't it? I think that's how. I don't know.
It's nice.
I grew up with loads of cousins and whatnot, and like everyone just treated us all just like we were all their children. So that's what I've learned, to be fair, from my family.
Yeah.
Shout out to my ancestors. Everybody's doing shout out. Shout out to my ancestors.
Great, great grandma.
Family tree.
Yeah.
Okay, so then obviously Tasha and Edwina are best friends.
Oh, yeah, best friends.
Yeah.
And I met through Tasha because you guys had your kids at the same age. Yeah.
Yeah, so Nia and Amara are 6 months apart. Yeah. But I feel like we both went through tough times when we first had the girls. So, like, for me, I just lost mum and then got pregnant very quickly. Mm. And so being a mum then at the beginning with no mum around... Mm. And none of my friends were having babies. Like, I had a couple of friends and my sister had children, but they were all older. So I was like, oh, I'm so lonely. Like, nobody's around to do mum things with. And I think at the beginning you have all that anxiety about going to the play groups and meeting all those snooty mums that you think is going to be like that.
You thought she was.
I thought she was.
Yeah.
I still don't believe it.
Same.
That's,
I don't remember.
I don't think you're snooty.
Like, explain.
Okay, okay.
Because we didn't hear the whole
apparently,
story earlier.
I'm going to leave with apparently. Go on, tell your story.
Anyway, wait, I'll guess that. Yeah, so then I was struggling and then you had Amara and you were struggling. And then Nancy, your sister, was like, oh, you two should meet up. And you said no.
Oh,
no. I remember.
And I think it was on social media, maybe like one of us put something up about the girls. Yeah.
So
like
a struggling post. It was definitely a struggling post. Yeah. Like a, I get it, sis.
Yeah. And then I think I said to you, oh, Nancy keeps saying that we should meet up. And I think I'll put you in the position where you have to say yes. But I didn't mean to do that. So it was me. And then you said, yeah. And then I remember we went to the soft play.
Yeah.
And then we had a coffee and then we went to Pizza Hut, and it was at Pizza Hut we had the buffet and the girls slept in the buggies and we laughed the whole time like crying with laughter. And both of us always said that our partners always said that we're so dry and never laugh at our jokes. And we was like, see, we are funny, like we're just
that was what I feel like we'd make a joke. I'm like, we're funny. And then cry more. And I feel like I went home. I was like, hey, let's go home. You don't appreciate me.
That's what I said to Jess. I said, well, I went out today. And Tasha said, I'm really funny.
No, we actually had the best time. Honestly, I think we cried. And I think we were both in the time of... like really, really hard time before.
Then we did that, and I think by that time I'd already started going to some play groups. And I said to Tasha, right, for you to get out of this funk, you have to go out. So each week I'd say, right, I'm going here, are you coming? And she started coming every week. So every week on, I think a Friday or whatever, it was our day, and we'd go soft play, we'd go to play groups, we'd go to the park, and go for a coffee and stuff like that. And it was such a good time.
Because I remember that was a stage where I was really struggling. So I remember because I didn't want to tell people I was struggling. So I remember I used to tell him, I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to a mum's group. And I promise you, I'd miss you. Leaving the house. Back. I didn't want people to know that it was a struggle. So when he was, I was like, I'm actually going out. I'm going up with my friend.
Got a selfie that time.
You know what it is? And I think, and I think that's when I started to enjoy, not enjoy motherhood, because I still enjoy it, but it then took me outside of just being a mum and having a friend. And it was just,
it changed the game for me, I think.
Love you, homie.
Love you.
My homie.
Yeah. Okay, and then you said the church was one. Starting the playgroup.
Yeah.
And you said to me to come, and I was like, oh no, I don't think I'll come to this one because it's in the church.
Yeah.
Not religious, guys. Sorry.
Sorry, Tony, that's all I
know.
Sorry.
Sorry. Sorry.
This feels like we're going to put some kind of lumps in your head.
So I didn't know if I wanted to come because I was at the church. I just didn't know if it was going to be everybody that goes to the church and it would be like
Christians.
Yeah. And I'd be the outsider. And then he was like, no, just come. So I came.
Yeah.
And then I loved it. And Luca loved it. And he had gone to school by this point. Luca absolutely loved it. And that's where we met Nick, because Luca started playing together.
So how long had you been going?
I still remember the day you came, you know?
When you came with Olivia.
Because I mean, you came with your mum.
Yeah.
And I remember, who was it? It was someone was just like... They're like, oh, yeah, this is... And she's like... Her family used to go to the church.
Oh, for goodness sake.
And I remember I was just like, oh. But it was really the
celebrity.
Way I said it.
No,
honestly, the way I said it. I was really looking at you guys as well.
Famous one there.
The way it's white in my copy. The
alumni.
Like, family came to the church and I was like, oh. Did they?
What's up with that?
I don't know if the first day was... I don't think, like, we clicked or anything on the first day.
No, we didn't.
We talked.
I think it was once the kids started playing. And then you, like... I remember you had Olivia in the car seat a lot of the time because she was sleeping.
Yeah.
That's how I remember you. She was only
like 5 months or six months when I first started coming. I used to sit over in the corner. And I do remember that, like, because you guys always used to stay after, obviously. And I remember one time I was like, I'm just not going to leave. Just gonna stay here for a little bit because we're just talking.
Also, you wanted to be friends with them. I just enjoyed
the conversation, and my mum didn't come with me then. It came in, took a little while. I think I can't remember how long it was before you were like, I think you braved it, and you're like, I'm gonna invite people to my house.
Was it me?
Yeah,
it was you. That
in
first
like the
day.
Holiday when they weren't on.
It was warm, I think.
And I was supposed to...
We did the garden, didn't we? Yeah.
I was supposed to be with my parents. I was like, I've got to leave, guys. I've got to leave. I'm going to a play date with those friends. I have mum friends. I was even supposed to be busy. I was like, no, I need to go. I need to commit to this one.
It makes such a difference.
The rest is history. I know.
I was lazy at the beginning. You guys kept inviting me. I kept saying no.
I thought I would be at one. But remember, yeah, at the beginning you didn't want to do anything. So.
Yeah.
But then that's your personality.
Also, your kids sleep nice. Then you like to have a nap with them.
I was in bed till like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Do you know what it is? I remember when you had Zion, I remember I was just like, how's it going? She's like, oh, it's fine. I was like, wow. motherhood can be fine for people. Yeah. And honestly, do you know what it is? I felt like I was so like... intent on making sure that it went well for you. I was like,
yeah.
How are you? And you were like, I'm okay. I'm
like, I've got nothing to say to you.
I was just like, rah. So that happens. Like, people just have babies and then they're like, it's cool. Good, yeah. I was like, cool. And she's like, Isaiah's sleeping. I'm like, rah. Like, in bed. Like, now. I'm like, okay, cool. That's it. Don need to check up on this one. She's okay.
I think we're all very similar.
We just like to have fun.
Yeah.
And we all, I think... parent quite similar. So in a sense of, I know I can leave my kids here and know that if my kids do something mad, you're going to question them for doing something mad. Not just leave them, or you look after them like they're yours and actually take care of them. So I think we all
feel very similar. Like that whole, it is our village, this one is us.
Definitely.
But then you...
Me?
I know you because obviously Tash, but then all of us together collectively.
Yeah.
So I came when Zaya was born, but then like to the play group. Yeah, I came like a couple of times because you told me to come.
Mm.
And then I think you was there, but I didn't come much because there was no point. Zaya wasn't really going to benefit from it.
Yeah.
So, and I didn't want to leave the house. I was quite comfortable in my house watching TV.
Enjoying life.
Yeah.
It's quite comfortable. But then with DJ now, Zaya was off there, so when I had, after I had healed from the birth, then basically
Zaya reduced times in her reduced her nursery times. Mm. So then I was like, I've got to find something for this child to do because she gonna get on my nerves. So then that's when I started coming to playgroup, and like you guys had all had your friendship.
We were
you were doing your own thing.
Thursdays just became the day that we were just
like. But first, before Thursdays became a thing, I said to Tash that me and her were doing something.
Oh, yeah.
So me and her were doing something on Thursdays.
That's the, I thought you were.
You used to come to me on Thursdays.
Yeah. Yeah. So me and Tash would do something, and then we had to stop it as well because Araya and Zaya were becoming rascals.
Goodness.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh no! It was like, I think there was even one day we said we can't do something.
Yeah,
can't. There's even one day they were running riot.
Before we were doing it for like to find solitude.
I feel like we still do it.
It became like something that was just like there was one night we locked ourselves in the room.
Oh no!
And it was because remember Tolo was working like mad hours. Yeah. So I remember that Duna would come and it literally would do. It was actually very beautiful if I think about it. Yeah. It was very beautiful.
One
would clean, that would make dinner.
I'll do homework with Amara, come home.
Because I couldn't do Amara's homework, it was hard, but. Yeah. There was one maths question I said, if it's not fun to do now, you'd be finished. But I'd love to. But yeah, one of us would clean dishes, the other one would bath the kids.
People started cleaning different parts of the house.
It was so beautiful because I remember Adrina would leave and I'd look at my house and be like, I don't have to do this. And I would just sit, and I couldn't do that during the week, but I was like, I love her so much.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, that's how we did, yeah.
To be fair, actually, the other day, when we had all the children here, my parents came to visit, and you went to get Araya, and they sat here, and they looked around, and they said, oh, this is very full on. I said, but don't worry. I said, because I guarantee you, no one's leaving this house
until
it looks like it looked when everyone came in this morning. And they were like, that is so lovely.
Yeah.
I said, that's what we
mean. My mum says it all the time. My mum's just like, as much as my mum cusses me, I've always been in your house. Mum's got a little bit of she's like, it's the way we formed our friendship. It's a village. Like, and I think I've always,
it really is.
We've got villages, but I think what we've created is very, very unique because it's like we do. Literally, how many days a week we see each other, but is that wherever we are, we'll cook, we'll feed the kids. When they go home, it's everybody get to your bed.
We see each other a lot.
Yeah, we do.
And we speak every day.
Yeah.
But do you remember, there was a period where I feel like we did, I don't see you guys for a few days, and I'm like,
where is everybody? What's happening?
Like, up, is this what is happening? Is this the end? What's going on? And then we sit down, thanks, guys. It's therapy. I feel like we leave, I'm like, whoa, that was great therapy. I needed that. And it would just be laughter.
I feel like because back in the day, everybody lived close to each other, didn't they? Families would live on the next road or on the same road, or you could get to each other very easy. Yeah. And the mums wouldn't work and stuff, so everyone could be together in one house. Whereas now, everyone's separate. One person lives in that area, another person lives in that area. Family lives across the world and stuff, and you're not seeing them as much. So to form friendships like this, it means that you still have that village, because without the village, you can't do all of it.
It honestly keeps me sane.
My mum always says, she doesn't know how we do having young kids in England. And also, because mum helps, mum helps me for everything. Like, without her, I don't know what I do. But mum always says, because my sister was born in Zambia, she came when she was like 4. No, she would have been 5 because I was 1. But when she was there in Zambia, if you can, you have like a cleaner, you have someone do everything for you. So I almost said, I used to go to work and then I came home to play with my kids because food was done. They were ready. So it's like my job was to be a mum. Mm. She's like, for us, it's that you've got so many hats that you're wearing. You're doing mum, cook, doctor, surgeon sometimes when they fall over, like you've got so many things to do. So she's like, I don't know how you do it here. She says it all the time, and that's what
it's disgusting.
It's nasty. It's nasty. It's very, very nasty.
It's so hard
because then it's like the different expectations in different countries is,
bruh.
And from going from one to another and seeing it as well.
Listen, my cousin lived here.
I think he told me.
Moved back to Zambia, and she had a daughter here, and then went back to Zambia. When I tell you, when she came here when she was having her son or something like that, and I brought Amara with me to visit her, and so she's like, oh, what? So you've got to take your kid with you? And I was like, what?
They don't take their children out because someone's looking after their kids. So she was like, so what, how'd you go out? I was like, she comes with me. Like, I don't get what you mean. For them, it's like your kids are there to, yeah, I can be, look after my kids, but people will look after them.
We don't have anyone look after here. Them.
We don't get that here.
Most people don't even have grandparents around. That like whether they're not alive or they're still working, retirement is later now, so like
it's getting even later.
Yeah. Even later. Oh,
I'm not gonna lie, guys, if we're there to the end. Basically that's what they're trying to do to us. To the end, we're working.
So I think it's good that we do it because I think we're just very real in terms of like we don't care about what others think about us, so we're those mums that we're gonna do it regardless of what you think. And if you see it, so what?
Mm. Yeah.
And I think a lot of mums, like from like hearing things and like having conversations with mums, like they're always telling me stories and like they're kind of tiptoeing around things. I'm like, yeah, I did that. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, no one can tell me nothing. It's my child is healthy, my child is happy, my child is smart, my child is thriving, so.
Hear, hear.
But yeah, I don't want mums to feel like
judged.
Mm. Yeah, or to feel secluded or like withdraw because of like things like, that they think people might be thinking.
Yeah.
When there's a lot of people not thinking that, or a lot of people feeling the same way.
Yeah.
Everybody's journey is different. Yeah, and you have to make it your own journey and do what feels right for you. And if that means that you say, you know what, I'm not being a mum for a couple of days, or I'm leaving my child for the afternoon.
That's me, boy.
I'm going. Like we've spoken loads before we had this friendship about how we're gonna get a hotel room for a night,
just
and we're gonna get a takeaway, and we're gonna do absolutely nothing in the hotel room.
My husband leaves the house. My husband takes the kids and goes to his mum's.
But not everyone gets have that.
We don't know how
to house to myself, and I did it for him as well.
Yeah, I do love that we got to do, especially. But I think it also, it was more just, do you know what is it, guys? I think we're actually really cool people.
We're very cool.
And I do, for me anyway, I think there's, I think people will see a bit of them in each of us.
Mm.
And it was more so just because
I think
when,
we're Nikki as well.
Extremely. I was waiting.
Extremely. But it's just, I feel like when I had my kids, I feel like I didn't see, I feel like there were certain mums I spoke to and you could hear them telling the truth.
Mm.
I think it's nice to actually hear mums...
blatant truth.
Yeah. Like, do you know that? I always forget her name. This mum on... And she does the hands. She's the one who does the...
I love her. Mum's still good.
Yeah. Because I feel like her first meeting... I said, what? Mummy, what's the job? Mummy, look at me. I remember Amara did it. I was like, this is real. And I remember I didn't know how to react. I said, nah. And it's because I looked at her and it was the jump as well. I was like, and because I'm not good at react, I didn't know what to do. So I was like, well done.
My favourite line when I'm lying is, oh wow.
Yours is, do you know how many times I'll be on the phone? And someone's like, Hina, be like, oh, okay, well done. I'm just like, Hina. Enthusiasm.
Because now it's both of them doing it at the same time as well. Mum.
Just to do something silly. And you can see me doing things as well. You can see I'm in something. And then you'll just be like, look at this picture.
It's five lines. Just do it.
The lines are like this. And like, I did it for you. No, you didn't.
They just want to hear one word and they'll be happy. They'll live their lives. Yeah. They'll be like, yeah.
She liked it. She loved it. I was like, Picasso.
This was my cousin. I remember like... my niece did something, and then she wanted the reaction from my cousin, her mum. And then my cousin didn't give her the reaction. She goes, "Mummy, I wanted you to say wow." This is it. You can't tell me what you want. You can't tell me what you want me to say. How you want me to react to something? I like this. That's it.
This is how I'm gonna, mum. This is how I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
And that's how we all are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
we're really honest.
Yeah.
And it's really healthy.
It is.
Yeah. Like,
I like that we learn things from you as well.
Mm, definitely.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I told you, you're the one I learned how to do packed lunches from.
Is it?
Yeah. I know it's nothing really small, but it was a big thing. It's,
I was going to say, can I make sandwich?
No, in terms of like how to be organised in terms of like.
Oh, I was thinking, yeah. What is special for us?
Hey, like, way before, like when Zaya was younger, you had like one really organised packed lunchbox when we went to Buckleyland.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's the. What are they called?
The one we separated when I grew up.
Yeah.
And I started doing it until we started doing this group thing.
And now we do.
Yeah, it. Yeah, and now
we still do. We still provide, but yeah. It's different.
But you always have a sandwich with you.
You always
not
have
anymore. That's
and cucumber.
No.
Even cucumber.
She's always had cucumber.
Yeah, she did. No, but now she trusts us.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You know what?
You
that
guys
is.
Will provide for my kids.
Then no, I stop making anywhere that we're not feeding each other's children.
Yeah.
Alicia said she was watching this thing. It might have been a podcast, and it was about how children. Somebody was explaining how children behave and how they can be really narcissistic. Everything is about them. It's yes. about what they want at this particular time. They're extreme narcissists.
They
and when she said that to me, I was like, oh my
this
God.
Makes sense.
No. It's true. It makes
sense.
I actually genuinely believe this.
They like, are. They are.
100%.
Everything in me.
100%. The whole world revolves around them.
And it's very selfish.
Yeah, it does.
No, but why? Why? Because society has made us...
Because they're vulnerable.
Because they're
vulnerable. Oh, so am I. Okay. So am I. Me too, I'm vulnerable.
The reason why we started, I think, when we were talking about it and we said, Mum's Gone Wild, we said that it's not that we are each wild people or that we're
really
mums that are... Wild.
Well, he loves it, the name.
No, because he was just like, you are not wild. I said, what do you mean?
I could be wild.
Could you see?
No, but me.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to show them a video of you doing that.
I said, can you see? Wild. What do you mean? Your birthday. In fact, we're going to upload
it.
Yeah, we're going to upload it.
She was even sick if you uploaded.
They don't know. But I was like, that's not what we mean.
No.
I was like, we are wild, but we're not wild. If we're really not, we're
I wild. Think it just means that you, as a mum, can let go and still enjoy without feeling the pressure of what you're supposed to be as a mum.
Yeah. Yeah,
you don't
society?
Need to be bland
yeah.
to be
yeah.
a mum. You can still yeah. be fun yeah. and go out and drink if you drink. Yeah, just that you don't have to be bland to be a mum. You can still do all
enjoy
of this
life.
Stuff, enjoy life,
yeah,
and find the people that allow you to do that.
And TV mums.
And that's what
your village.
We've
your
done village. Like that's what we've done, and I think that's what everyone deserves.
Mm.
They can
yeah.
find those people. Like you don't have to do it on your own. You don't have to like sit and pretend like you're going out. Like,
and what we have for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
And it doesn't mean that, like, with your other friends, so everyone has, like, their best friends from childhood or
yeah.
college or uni or whatever. Mm. It doesn't mean that those friends are less valid. I don't know if valid is
valuable.
The right word, but
valuable.
Or that your friendships change with them. You still have that.
Yeah.
bond with them and they're your absolute
Absolutely.
Best friend
mm.
but this is a different space where you get to be mum and
you
at the same
yeah.
time and it allows you to grow within that space
yeah.
whereas with your best friends you're doing things that if you don't have kids all at the same time it's very hard to navigate that. I remember like when I was the one that had the kids first and even out of us guys I'm the youngest. Because I was the first one that had the kids. I felt like nobody understood what I was going through.
Mm.
When, like, I'd worked my whole life after uni and I was in the office all the time and all of a sudden you're at home with this baby that and you're trying to work it all out and nobody's around. Like, my sisters were all at work, my best friends were at work, nobody had children, they couldn't do nothing with me. And Jay was at work all day and he would come home and I'd be like... And you're like, I just need a minute. And then I used to cry and I was like, I just want to speak to somebody. Like, I don't want to
yeah.
do baby talk. I want to talk to an adult.
Mm.
So I think for friends that other friend, as in you are the friend that doesn't have the child, and then you're trying to navigate your friendship with the new mum, you have to be patient as well and try and work out how you then support the mum, but still have your friendship how you had it before. Because I remember me and Alicia struggled at the beginning because she'd phone and I couldn't answer the phone. I'd call her back and then she'd be at work or whatever, or I'd be having a meltdown and she couldn't speak to me at that time, or she wanted to come around and I'm like, I'm so tired.
Mm.
So it's like, and we didn't have any time together because Nia wouldn't get off the boob. So it was the only time we had together was in the house being mum with a baby. There was no fun outside. So the dynamics of your friendships change over the time. But this feels like a nice space. Mm. I like this.
Yeah.
Not just this, but like how I can navigate friendships outside of this as well, where the kids are older. You can start to get your life back. So if you're a mum and you're struggling right now, it's coming.
Yeah. And I think it's okay, because I think, like, we always spoke about the friendship dynamics, because in my group, I was the first to have a child. My other friend had a child, but she moved to South Africa, and so I didn't have her. But when you're trying to... The thing is, you still try and be... You want to maintain being you, but you're not the same you as before you had a child.
Mm-hmm.
So the struggle between trying to make sure you're still able to see your friends... Because we had, like, we've got three, me, her, and Sylvia. And we'd be like, them lot would be like, I don't know, black. Shout out, homie Sylvia, we love you, man. And, like, if they would message me to go, I'd be like, what do I do with this?
Yeah.
Like, what do I do with this? But for them, you wouldn't have understood that because you're not in that space.
Mm.
So having, I feel like it's still important. Keep your old friends, always have your friends, like, maintain your friendships. But find a village in terms of other mums who understand that you can't just get up and go. You can't just do stuff. Or when you call me, you're going to hear 500 things in the phone call, and it makes you just feel more at peace and calm.
Mm.
And I feel like then you also then get to enjoy your friendships who with people who don't have kids more, because you kind of lose the resentment because you don't have to push everything on them.
Mm.
So I feel like for me it was important to show how important it is to have, like, mum friends or people in the same season that you are,
and it's
in the stage of life that you are in.
It's been so helpful that we are close.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes you do have people. So I remember when I was really young with Luke, I had my cousin, we had our kids, like, 7 weeks apart. Two boys, our girls are 10 weeks apart. Like, but she lives so far away. Oh, I was like, God, I wish we could just... Like, I wish you could just come around for a glass of wine at, like, 5 o'clock when it's really, really hard, because the all the people that I knew were just too far away.
Yeah.
But actually, we're all sitting within 20 minutes of each other.
Yeah.
It just took a little bit of time
to get
to find each other and then to get to know each other. But, like, in those early days, we just did it. Like, we're like, do you know what, let's just hang out. We'll spend the whole day, like, I'll just come to your house, or just come, it's a mess, but come to my house, or, like, we'll just chill out.
Do you know how beautiful it is? You can just come to your house. You're not going to come to my house and question nothing.
When anyone tries to say, oh, sorry about my house today, we always class each other up.
I feel like I feel like it's a disclaimer that we give out that we know we don't really mean, but we're giving it us. Because I'm not going to, sometimes I do tidy up, other times it's take me as I am. Just take me as I am.
Yeah, one time, I always remember the one time you came over. And I said, it really is real bad.
So you've seen my house. We've seen each other's houses. So.
No, but that time you came over, and I said, it's really bad today, man.
So, it's really bad. She knows it's bad. She didn't even say, no, it's not.
Do you know what it is? Because we say it all the time, and because everyone says it all the time, I'm just like, oh, whatever, man. But I don't care. I didn't come to see your house,
innit?
I came to see you, so it's like...
Even if you do tidy the house, within 5 minutes, it's a bomb hitting once all those kids are there.
And the thing is, that day, you were packing to go somewhere, so...
Because we have a crèche.
Cool.
Well, honestly, we could run a whole nursery, you know?
We could.
Not that we drink too much,
sometimes
guys.
Sometimes that shocks people.
What, that we drink wine?
Having wine? On Thursday afternoon?
Yes!
I went shopping with her before I was coming here, and I went to buy the wines before coming. She said, what's that for? I said, we're going to chill. And she was like, Thursday? I was like, yeah. And she said, during the day? I was like, I don't get what's going on. Like, what's your issue here? Like, what's the problem? And I was even like, so you want us to look after the kids without wine?
Actually, I feel like we have a cup of tea first.
Yeah, we're responsible.
We have a routine.
Have a cup of tea. Yeah.
And we feed the kids first.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you guys think are the traditional expectations that you hate the most?
Oh, ooh. Gosh. Do you know what?
That's a good question.
I tend to rant a lot, but this gets on my nerves. And Tola's probably going to hear this and understand.
Shout out, Tola.
Shout out, my babes, my homie. I love you. However, my pet peeve, guys, as in, like, I hate it so much. And people do it to me all the time.
I know what you're saying. I hate it so much.
People have this thing. First of all, because I post on Instagram, you see me out. You haven't seen me Monday to Friday. So shut up. Yeah? No atting anyone. But I hate it when people are like, oh, you go out a lot, you know? Tasha's always out. I'm not.
I don't post. I know, but I shouldn't.
Maybe that's what it is.
But why should she not post?
Do you know what it is?
And no, I know you're joking.
It bugs me.
I
feel like he don't understand. Because I feel like people assume that when you become a mum, social life is meant to die. Life is not even mum, from wife, to be fair. This started from wife. Mm. When I became a wife.
It's true. When you became a wife, I remember you told me off.
People be like, oh, we're not going to see. I'll be like,
she has to be doing her duties.
What does this mean? When I had a child, it was then people were like, oh, Tasha's going out. Tasha's doing. I used to be like, huh? I want to punch you in the face. I said to you one more time. Because I always say to people, like, Monday to Friday, I'm speaking for myself anyway. Monday to Friday, especially my husband's work is very long anyway. But Monday to Friday, in hours, sorry. Like, I'm home. Monday to Friday. Mm. So my bookings with my friends will be on the weekend. So it will look like I'm going out a lot. But Monday to Friday, I'm in the yard scrubbing floor.
But even now
you're like an homeless person. Yeah?
But even now you're justifying.
But you're justifying
now. And that's what's bad. But not justifying it, but I say it more. I am justifying it actually. Not justifying
it. Because you said, but I was home all weekend. So
more
I'm
saying it just because I feel like it makes people then feel like other mums feel like when you. And I do think that's what happens. I feel like you become a mum and then in your head you think, oh, my obviously world has changed, but I can't do anything because we have been told that when you do become a mum, your weekend should, and not saying this is wrong because I still go out with my kids on weekends, but your every waking day is meant to be based on them. And I think that's why a lot of us go through postnatal, that's why a lot of us struggle, because in doing that I feel like you then make the mum lose who she is.
And I think
have to rediscover it.
The weekend as well, like, I feel like there's pressure for like family time.
Yeah.
Like, now that my husband is not at work and the kids are not at school, so now Saturday we need to do something. And I know I put that pressure on myself a lot. I'm like, oh, I want to make fantastic memories, everyone get out of the house. We'll have fun wherever we go today. And they're crying.
So
I'm stressed.
Just like thinking, so she knows.
And I'll be sitting
in the park.
I'll sit there seething. When we're going, I don't care, just get me somewhere.
Kids you don't try. Like, I feel like
I
to try.
I don't know, did you guys hear that?
It's like, they're giggling.
If you want to laugh, you can laugh.
So she actually knows.
But, like, but I've also been at home, like, especially when I wasn't working, I've been at home with them all day, Monday to Friday. Like, and I know it's still family time on a Saturday, but what if I don't want to see them on a Saturday? Because sometimes I've seen them enough for this week. I don't want to see them. I want you to take them. And I want to not... You haven't looked at them for 5 days. So I want to not look at them right now.
Yeah.
Just for me. And that's okay. Yeah. Like, that is okay. That's fine. That's like...
I do think there is a balance does need to be... Because I think I had kids and I also wanted to go the extreme where I was like, oh, I need to know who Tasha is and really hold on to this person. And then I also, I think, was probably maybe neglecting the weekends where I was like, I should be having time with her. I feel like we did have family time, but I was so adamant to make sure that my diary was full of, like, Wednesday I see Aduna, next day I'm going to see Sylvia. Like, I'd make sure I had all my friends in. But I've learned to obviously balance that out, but I'm still very... Like, I hold on to the me stuff outside of my kids a lot because I think it's very easy to have your kids. And you do. I think you go through a rediscovery because you are a new person anyway through having kids. But you go through that and I'm going what I'm saying. But like you go through it and it's hard to get that you and hold on to that you. So I think when I go out with my friends, that is a chance of me to say that I'm not hearing someone call me mum. Mm. I'm not being someone's wife. I am me. So when I'm with my friends, it's like, oh, we can go to brunch, we can laugh, we can joke. And then even though I still have to go home, even I could be drunk and still have to go home and be changing someone's bedding because someone's wet themselves in the night or whatever. But it just gives me that little bit of time to not be the mum person everyone wants you to be. Like, I feel like sometimes being a mum, people want you to make that your everything. Where I feel like, and it is your everything, but I feel like there's more to us as people than just that.
I think for me, it's when I'm, like, we always say when we go softly, if it's a mum there with their children, it's not a big hoo-ha. When it's a dad there,
he's like, oh, that's cute.
And we all do it. And we even say, oh, look.
You even try helping.
Yeah.
Do you need? No. A mum could have one backpack here, one toddler here, one here, the other one on her shoulder. Everyone be like, oh, yeah, look at the dad struggling with the one.
Yeah. Oh, how nice that the dad's come out today.
Yeah.
What about me? I go out every day. I have things booked. Everyone knows my calendar is wild. all colour coordinated that. But I have things every day for us to do as a family, for the kids to do their clubs, what they've got at school. I will remember everything. And I think that pressure of being able to remember everything and that they've got to eat. And like Jay will laugh all the time and say, oh, you know, like when it's just me and the kids, I don't remember lunchtime sometimes. I'm like, what? I'm like, okay, you've had breakfast at XYZ. How many hours later I've got to make lunch? And he's like, oh yeah, just wait for them to tell me I'm hungry. I'm like, what? That's alien to me. But it works for them and they have fun with him. But like when he does stuff, it's like, oh, even for me, I'll be like, oh wow, that's really nice. Like you've had a really nice time, or they'll find it really exciting. When I'm doing stuff with them, it's like, oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine, mum's doing it. Or they always expect me to plan the things, or they come to me to provide them with things. Jay will be in the room. Jay will sit there, I'm sitting here. Or Jay will sit there and I'm upstairs and I've just got out of the shower, say. And they'll come and find me and say, mummy, I'm hungry. Okay, you've just walked past your dad that is in the living room with you.
Closer to the kitchen.
Sometimes
I could all be standing in the kitchen.
And they'll come and find me. What is that? But it's because we're there.
We're the main caregiver.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that the love is any different, but that we're the ones that provide them with everything day to day.
Yeah.
And so they naturally come to us for that, but it's extremely frustrating. And I, every time they do that with me, I'm like, you know, your dad's there.
Yeah.
And Jay's like, you know, I do, like, I say to them, do you want me to get it for you? And they still come to come to you. It's like, what can I do? Yeah. Go and tell your dad.
Go.
It's too much.
I think Luke's beginning to learn. Even earlier, I was on the loo and he's like, leave mummy alone.
Yeah.
Like, you know the times. It's, like, it's not the time to know.
It's not. But yeah, I don't know. What's yours?
Mine is how, and it's basically touching on everything you guys have said this, but how little, how, like, it's basically rubbish that mums are mums. I don't know if that makes sense.
I do.
But, like, we do a lot. But it just makes it look so small.
Yeah.
Like, everything just makes it look so small. Like, pregnancy. Like, I was even talking about one mum at work. Like, she's going through a lot. But because it's pregnancy and, like, loads of people have been pregnant before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So...
What is
like, but it's a lot, and the thing is, like, I'm someone that I easily have that mindset as well, like, oh, like, I've seen it happen, like, it's nothing, but it is something. It's a lot. It's actually a lot, and I've gone through it, and like, it wasn't a big thing for me. I don't really have like a bad pregnancy or anything, but I can still sympathize with others that have had bad pregnancies, or others that are going through their pregnancy, and they might just be a lot more tired than they used to. Like, every little change is a big change.
Yeah, even a plain sailing pregnancy is still a lot on the body.
Like, okay, so I hate going wee. I hate going to the toilet, and that's a big thing for me. Like,
I obviously going wee a lot, babysitting the bladder and that.
I would
I said to Daniel that he needed to go get up and go to the toilet with me.
Every and time. He went.
So not every time, but like when most of the time. You. To be fair, he needed to like get up and he needed to help me up.
Tala would have looked me in my eye.
Same.
He needed to help me up.
Same.
But one thing, like I am somebody that I'm not a feminist, but I'm kind of a feminist, So.
Kind of a feminist,
But I don't think it's fair.
It's not fair.
Pregnancy is not fair on women.
It's not.
Nothing is fair on women in this life.
Nothing.
So if I'm gonna struggle, then you're gonna struggle with me. You did this to me.
No. I feel like you were enjoying it, but.
Yeah, we chose it, but we chose it together.
Oh,
yeah. Exactly. She knows what she's talking about.
I don't know if it's because of what's up.
It's not at all.
Obviously, we're blessed and thankful that we're able to experience it. But.
Body changed. Don't even talk about the body change.
Maybe next time.
Yeah. That's an expectation again. I expected to be looking perfect after you just had a C-section.
I was like, I was really adamant that I wasn't going to do this by myself. So there was something that you needed to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the thing.
That's good.
Because I hate going to toilet as it is, like getting up. If there was one thing that I could do, it was a superpower, I would give my way to somebody else to go to a school.
Of all the things you could do. Heard it before.
Some people say, I want to fly.
Yeah.
I want to be invisible.
Stop time.
Adrina says, I want to be
able to invisibility.
Just... Oh, that's... I think at the moment, the biggest thing that I struggle with is the expectation for my kids to behave when we're outside the house.
Oh, yes.
Come on. I think honestly, that might be a clicking
moment. In my head, I said, really?
I think, honestly, I feel immense pressure. And I look, like, at my friend's kids, or I look at other people's kids, I'm like, oh, look at them, like, listening. And I go out. And trust me, I do not want my kids to embarrass me when I'm outside, and they will find a way. They will find a way. And
it's like they planned it before they left.
Like, I you know what? I probably make it 10 times worse because I'm feeling the pressure, I feel the stress, I can feel people looking at me, and maybe they're not looking at me, maybe they are looking at me, I don't know.
Mm.
And I have a 2-year-old, I have a 4-year-old that never tantrumed, I have a 2-year-old that's learned how to tantrum, and actually, I'm really navigating that with her because it's a really fine line of being like, let you feel your feelings to get up and move.
Before I
like, do not scream at me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I brought you into this world and you've got the audacity to throw yourself out of my arms and me take you by the wrist and let's leave. Like, put me down. And I feel like that I can just, I just feel it at the moment of, oh shit, gosh, I know, I can hear it, like, wonder what they get away with at home.
Yeah.
Do you know what though? What? They must have learned that behaviour.
I've realised, you can't care, man. Like, I know it's easier said than done, but because I remember I used to think that, I'm not going to lie to you, I had to go out and see kids rolling on the floor in the shop.
I did.
And I'm like, madness. My kid would never I thought my kid would never do it. Even the 6-year-old, who's a good one, did as hard. When I tell you, I didn't know what to do with myself because I was just like, me?
Amara.
No, honestly, I was so shocked. We were on the phone and I remember I was just like, wow. And I had to do that when I got down the phone. I was like, if you're doing good stuff right now, I swear. And I had to just walk away and she followed me.
Oh.
But with my youngest, who doesn't give a heck, like, I've had to not care because she would tantrum everywhere. My shame used to be a lot. Then I realised, one, even if people want to call social services, they won't come and get her. Because
bring her back.
She's not back. I had to, because my mum feels away. I mean, she was this and saying to me, Mum, Tasha. And I was like,
you know, she's a very privileged kid. I said, she eats. I said, look at the clothes she's wearing. She's wearing good clothes.
Privileged.
I said, look, you know what I mean? Like,
they're definitely going to give social services from that.
Because if you come to my house, I'll be like, you live a very good life. I am allowed to do this to my kids. Get in the car. Because, like, how else am I meant to handle it? Soft parenting don't work with gangster kids.
No. I find it really hard to soft. Gentle parent in public.
I can't.
But now my new thing, I don't know if you can do this or not, but I will, like, go right close to their face like this and I'll hold. And I'm talking about growing shoes. You got to work now. I swear to you, if you don't stop now, we're going home right now. Because I'm about to lose
my mind. Even I started saying to her, I'm like, you think because we're outside, I'm scared.
Yeah.
And I remember, I was like, if it doesn't matter, we'll have an audience. I'm on it. Because you can't think that when we're outside, you can be bad. Because they won't help you. And when it's sighted, they'll just video. They'll record it.
Yeah.
And I'll still win. Because they're just going to, they won't save you.
Yeah.
So
I think I haven't got to that stage yet.
I don't know.
I thought it was just because, like, I'm like, so when stuff does happen, I don't care.
Yeah.
Because I feel like everyone's been a parent. Yeah. Like, all the adults that are out there, like, whether they're a parent or not, I'm assuming that you're a parent. And you know what children are like.
But no, so not as a gentle parenting people. He literally be like, why?
As for me, God, I don't think about gentle parenting. As if I see you, you see me.
Mm.
You see me, I see you. So, you're an adult. I'm just, even whether you've had a child or not, I'm assuming that you've been around children. You've been around, like, nieces and nephews. You had a child. You know how they can be. So I'm going to assume that you know understand that they are their own person.
Mm,
yeah.
Like, they're going to do their own thing outside of me.
Mm.
So, if that's how they're behaving, it's not a reflection of me.
Yeah.
And I don't care.
I always find it hard to get to that stage, though. Like, I'm at the stage where I don't know if I'm watching.
It's because I've not been there.
I do still find it a bit like, sometimes I'm like, like, that just looks like I'm a nuts parent. Like,
I remember when Nia embarrassed me one time outside the school. I was so mortified. It was something to do with her scooter. I don't think I bought her scooter because I had driven to school that day. And she tantrumed at the school in year one. From the school gate all the way down the road to another road to the car. She threw herself on the floor in between the car and the pavement. All the parents were watching. And they were trying to go past the car, but they couldn't go past the car because the door was open. And I'm trying to grab her to get her into the car. She's in that.
And you know when they lock their bodies, they win at that point. They kind of win at that one. You're kind of like, well done. Touché. Touché.
Because I was like, this school is already, like, the parents are quite judgy there. They all had like a, I don't know how to say this nicely.
Yeah.
But they were of a specific
community.
Demographic
community with privileged children. Like, obviously our kids are privileged, as in they don't go without anything, but these were privileged children, and they were just all looking, and I was like, oh my god, I already don't fit in here and my kid don't fit in here, and now you're on the floor in between the pavement.
And that's it's
hard to navigate that one. It's hard to navigate the, like, I feel like you even saying how they are their own person, but trying to make yourself not feel like guilty for them not behaving like that is quite hard. Because in my head, I'm just like, I'm meant to know how to handle this.
If I've not been there, or if it's just the way that I am. Because when I see, like, there's been times where Zaya's like kicked off, and I'm just like, I'll say that and I'll say sorry, like, to the people that are around, but I'm still expecting you to understand. I think because of my expectations of people, it's allowing me to still be calm in that moment. So I realise, I'll be my counter. If she doesn't calm, then I might pick her up and, like, move her or things like that.
You're really calm, Aisha. You're really good. Calm. You're calm. Like, sometimes I'm just if Aduna says she would have handled it well, me.
My thing is, of distraction.
Give them something else.
Even the conflict amongst the kids, you do that.
What
is that? The conflict amongst the kids, you do that.
Yeah. I think that's the best way with kids. Their mind is everywhere.
I feel like I can do it.
I think that's why probably Araya comes to you, know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because she's like, Araya, come. And she'd be calm. And I'm like, I just asked her to do that. I told her to put her shoes on.
No, but with that one, I think it's just because it's someone else that's not her mum.
Yeah.
Do you get it? So, like, when I'm doing something, like, with your kids, I'm not thinking that, oh, they're not listening to them. I'm just doing it because I'm not their mum. So yeah. If you guys done it for me, then I'm like, oh, thanks.
Yeah,
it's not a big thing. Yeah, like, you know, that everybody's kids acts different when it's not their mum that's asking them to do something.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
It's hard. But it fun. It's hard but fun.
It is.
Very rewarding but very hard, this job.
Yeah. All right, thank you for listening, guys. We hope you enjoyed it. And it's our first time, so please forgive us for any discrepancies. But yeah,
we are just friends coming together.
Yeah, and we do this, and we're gonna be doing this.
Yeah, yeah.
And let's cheers.
To
Mom's Gone Wild. Bye, everyone.
I was thinking, I was like, what's she gonna say?
Yeah.